Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome! Happy February! We have reached February! January is done, guys. I feel
Thank God. I am over January. It was mean to me.
like everyone's over January. Is that just me? Because I'm not just like obviously in our own friend group and obviously in our workplaces. Like, I feel like everyone just having a rough, bumpy start of January. Like last week at work was totally my off week, and
Well, I can't lie. Everyone does state that January is the worst month. No offense to anyone that has a birthday in January, because even the people that I know that have birthdays in January, at least one of them in particular, has told me that January's not fun.
oh, like I thought January would be okay. I don't know. I feel like everyone's having a bumpy start of January this month, this year, and stuff. So I'm just like, what is going on?
I hope 2025 can be a good year. Maybe January was just one of those, like, it didn't exist.
Anyway, hopefully you guys are having a better February and stuff. I know Valentine's is coming up here and everything. Some people are for Valentine's, some people are not for Valentine's. As Leslie Knope says in Parks and Rec, there's always Galentine's. Galentine's is a huge thing. Nicole, I only wish you were here in person because we would totally do a gallons time. I guess we could do one virtually, but it's not the same.
Yeah, that's true. I was gonna say, virtually, yes, but being in person, like all the madness that we could get ourselves into would be fun.
So we're here with a new episode. We are going to make a couple of these because, as you can read from the title below, we're finally going to talk about Paradise City.
Which I want to point out real quick, your makeup is giving very Paradise City vibes. Because just think about
Dude.
the orange and like
Yeah,
the
because
red.
I have
Yes.
official Paradise City shirt that Sumerian Records were selling it.
Hell yeah. See, I was sitting here. That's why I was like, I want to tell you, but I'm going to wait till the pot or so we're filming. Paradise City makeup, like 100% it was giving me.
That was what I was going for. Now I'm cold, but oh well.
Yeah, you got to show off the Paradise City shirt.
I do. Unfortunately, like I wish the screen could show all of this, but it has all the main details. Obviously, Andy's in the center and all the other characters. So, yeah.
Like always, anyone that is watching, hello. Spoiler alerts coming ahead.
Yeah, spoilers coming ahead. So, we decided to talk about Paradise City, and actually, we're gonna do one for each of the episodes of season one right now. So today, we're gonna talk about episode one, season one, and stuff. And before we do, I know that a lot of fans in the army was it Sumerian Records? I can't remember which account posted it, but there was an announcement about the future of American Satan slash Paradise City.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know it was on Twitter slash X. Could not tell you who posted it, but I did see the rumors. It's one of those I am really excited because I'm thinking it's about time because they did leave us on a cliffhanger.
They did leave these on a cliff cleaner. I saw it on Instagram. I don't know which account. You guys can probably dig it up somewhere. It had a long message, but towards the end it says, like, as far as the relentless for Johnny and Lil not Lilith. Lily. They were going to continue it, the storyline. I wasn't clear because I swear to God that font was so small for me to read that I'm confused. I'm a little confused. Are they making a new season or is it just a sequel movie?
Yeah, see, that's what I am not sure of. I think the reason I question it is, unfortunately, we all know that there were quite a few fans that did not actually like Paradise City, which is why it leads me into, will they take the time to make a season two, or are they just gonna do a sequel movie and end it?
Yeah, I could have swore I saw a movie, but then again, I have no idea. But it is kind of fun that we do actually get a conclusion now because some of you guys in the army have watched American Satan already. The first one with obviously Andy Biersack and other guest stars and sits too. And I know the following fans did watch Paradise City when it was announced. And now we're just kind of here like, what's next? What's happening? A big cliffhanger at the end of what? How many episodes are there? Eight, I want to say. So.
Eight sounds about right. And as we said, cliffhanger, at least for the fans that did enjoy this show, we've all been dying to know what's going to happen.
Dude, I can't wait until we actually get into the last episode because I have so many theories.
Okay, I cannot wait now.
Let's see. Yeah, there's eight episodes. You can definitely find this at Peacock. That's free if you guys have Peacock. It's also available on other platforms. Unfortunately, you do have to pay for it and stuff. It's Amazon Prime and stuff. The first episode was aired on March 25th, 2021.
I was gonna say, Tubi is the free streaming
Oh, yeah.
platform. I know it's on there. So if someone doesn't have any of the listed, like Amazon or Peacock, you can get it for free on Tubi, and Tubi's free.
First episode was called Don't Let the Name Fool You and stuff. So it was originally on March 25th. And so just a quick recap. If you guys haven't seen American Satan, it's not necessarily you have to watch that before you watch Paradise City, although I would recommend it because you do get a lot of the backstory and the backup character backgrounds of every character and stuff. Because when you go watch the first episode, they do a lot of reference to the movie itself. So if you're like, what just happened? I would recommend watching the movie, then going into Paradise City. Because when Paradise City's first starts, it's been 2 years that the Relentless have been on hiatus and taking a break. It's been 2 years since the time of they ended in American Satan when Johnny was in jail still and getting trying to figure it out about that part.
And for anyone that also, whether you have seen it or have not, don't be confused by the new actors and actresses that are in it. Because I do believe Lily Mayflower had to be replaced in Paradise City, as well as the drummer, who I unfortunately don't remember the drummer's name.
The actress who plays Lily is
Isabella Thorne. But
Bella Thorne.
I don't know the actor that played the old drummer for Relentless, and I don't know the new actor, but there were definitely some actor switch-ups here, so.
Definitely replace actors, new characters, and stuff. But we do have a lot of returning actors. For one, obviously Andy Biersack, who plays Johnny Foss. We have their record label manager, Elias, the character's name, he's back. Elite guitarist, bass player, and stuff are back too.
And they throw in a lot of, for anyone that's into, I guess, a lot of bands or just actors in general, lots of big names are in Paradise City. Just to name a few, Ash Costello from New Year's Day. I don't know the band members' names, but Lamb of God is also in Paradise.
Yeah,
They
is
threw in
it?
a lot of celebrities.
Okay, who was that one guy who did the cameo calling for getting the drummer back from the airport? He was a
Kellan Quinn.
yes, Kellan Quinn also
Keeping
made
it
a cameo.
Simon.
I remember that.
That's the better word for it. Lots of cameos of celebrities.
Yeah, Kellan Quinn. His character made me laugh.
I know. The thing is, I can't lie, I've never heard Kellan Quinn talk until watching Paradise City. I've always heard him sing.
We kind of come back to it. They're back in LA, the City of Angels and stuff. Like I said, Relentless have been taking a hiatus, have been taking a break. All the fans are wondering, when are they coming back? And then Gretchen, we do have this returning actress who plays Gretchen, Johnny's girlfriend. She encouraged Johnny, like, hey, get up your lazy it's been 2 years. Mortgage, money, you need to play. So, and then, out of impulse, like a rock star, he's announcing a show that he hasn't contacted or planned anything. He's like, we're doing a show this Friday. Somewhere.
Yep, just completely surprises his agent and the record label management and the rest of the band members too, who are all very confused.
So they're scrambling to get the show on and stuff. So again, we kind of see more of the character development there of like the record label, and then there's another record label that we are introduced of another manager and stuff who wants Johnny to come back because he claims like he is the new rock and roll god and stuff.
Yes, and with that other new, I can't remember the name of the guy.
I
And
can't.
this is funny, we just watched the episode.
I know.
Day. My mind's blanking, but the main actor for that other record label also has a deep secret, which is his he has a son, but he wants no one to know about that. And we do get introduced to his son as well.
Oh, rest in peace. As we all know, the son who plays him is Cameron. Wonderful actor and stuff. Sadly, his time came too soon and stuff, as everyone knows about his tragic story and stuff. But I'm glad they were able to get him for the season one, and he did a pretty damn good job acting. So.
He did amazing. Before he passed, he was able to film all of season one. It makes me question how season two is going to go because Cameron played such a major role in the first season. So I really don't know how they're going to go about this.
I don't know. I've heard tons of people talk about it. In my opinion, if they are going to continue a season or what the new movie that was announced or whatever what's been announced, I just hope they, I hate saying this, write off the character and just explain like, hey, this is what happened to this character because of the actor. So.
I want to say that, but just kind of with how many people they've already had to replace, I'm thinking they might just find a replacement to fill.
I will know. They can't replace Cameron. I'm sorry, they cannot.
I agree. And it I could be wrong. It's like a 50% they will, 50% they won't.
Well, I can't. Yeah, we get introduced to him and his mother and stuff, who the other manager wanted her to get an abortion, paid her tons of money and stuff, and promised her all these things for her own music career, and she denied it.
Yep, her son was more important.
More important and stuff. And then there's obviously like more factors, like he's now refusing to play for his college. He doesn't, the son doesn't, Cameron's character doesn't give a f anymore about it. He wants to play music. He looks up to the Relentless. He looks up to Johnny and stuff. So before the Relentless gets back, because they play at their Foxy or Whiskey Go Go, I can't remember which venue they booked. But anyway, they managed to book a venue and stuff. And before everyone gets to the venue, Johnny does an interview for press and stuff, and he does kind of talk about some events that did happen in the movie and stuff. So he, the interviewer is asking him, like, why the long hiatus, what happened. Obviously, the cult, the drugs, and everything was mentioned. And then he did mention a big story that happened in the movie where there was his fangirl, underage, who somehow, and we see in the movie, gets in the bus with her mom and she wants Johnny to take her virginity. Obviously, Johnny's on drugs and everything. And unfortunately, it does happen. The mother has really actions with another member too and stuff, and then that resulted in the character's father not liking it and committed suicide, which was a huge deal. And obviously that affect Johnny and stuff, but little do they know that that girl who is replaced, unfortunately, with another actress, is watching the interview and has a baby girl named Faith, which happens to be Johnny's baby. Guys can do the math.
Yep. And the whole point of this interview was also just because it's been 2 years. Johnny, he wants to reconcile his past. He wants to be able to do better. It's basically about him just kind of grappling with his addiction, his mental health issues, and the pressures of constantly being in the spotlight. It's actually one of the biggest reasons why they stayed out of the spotlight for as long as they did.
Yeah, it was. And obviously the controversy, because it's been out in the social media that, Johnny did break up with Gretchen and the whole thing with Lily and stuff. That was a big deal and everything. And that was talked to Simone's, like, oh yeah, Lily had the balls to even answer the phone and made Gretchen listen to it, which is reference to the movie American Satan.
Yeah, and Lily is of course still in the band, and her and Johnny, they haven't like officially like made amends with anything, but the one kind of tricky part with this is Gretchen is still technically not okay with Johnny and Lily, but at this point she kind of is. It's almost like she's kind of forced to be okay with
Yeah.
it.
Lily and Johnny, at least in the first episode that we see, are acquainted with another. They know what they've done. They re probably both regret and stuff. And due to the alcohol and drugs, it didn't help either. But yeah, there is a scene where towards after they're done playing, that all the fans are taking photos with Lily and Johnny, and one of the managers, I don't remember her name, the character's name, talks to Gretchen like, you are a strong woman and stuff, like, I know this is not easy for you, and her sings and stuff, but yes, hang in there.
You have to say Johnny's agent is the one that was speaking with
There we
her,
go, agent.
because after, yeah, it was after the show, VIP, or I guess a meet and greet type deal, but specifically with only Johnny and Lily.
Obviously, for fans who watch American Satan and then Paradise City, it still gets to me even after watching it again. Okay, we all know Andy Biersack is the lead singer of Blackfoot Brides. We all clearly know that. We clearly know that Andy Biersack can sing. Although, again, if you're living under a rock and decide to watch a series, Andy Biersack does not use his singing voice in Paradise City.
Yep, it is the re or I was gonna say the Relentless. We all know it's the Relentless. Sorry. It is Palais Royal
Sherman.
that actually is singing.
Yeah, they're dubbed and stuff. They have him continue on. So every time we see Johnny sing, it is not Andy's voice, which throws me off and like throws my brain off. It's like, I know that's not Andy singing, but that is Andy mouthing his words. It's so f-ing annoying for me.
It is really weird to see Andy open his mouth and it's not Andy's voice. But
That's not Andy's voice. That's not Andy's voice.
you know what? I can't lie. Palais Royale did a very amazing job. I think it actually, for the character Johnny Foss, that voice works for the Relentless.
It does work, and I'm sure there was other factors, but it does work, and I'm obviously glad it continued in Paradise City. Although there's a small part of me, just because BBB fangirl, I want Andy to sing.
No, I wish they could have used his voice, but I
Ugh.
understand at the time that they
Just at least
couldn't.
have the other guy's cameo, Black Fulbright's cameo. But
I know.
no, they don't. Unfortunately, spoiler alert, they don't cameo.
But a lot throughout this first episode, it really is just introducing new characters, and it's a little bit of like small cut scenes of just kind of going through the band members' lives, what they've been up to for the past 2 years and everything. And after they're done with the show, it kind of leaves you on another small cliffhanger for episode two. Andy and Johnny and Gretchen. I want to say Andy. Johnny and Gretchen are actually going outside, I'm assuming, to go home or whatnot. The girl that had lost her virginity to Johnny and American Satan, she actually showed up. She kind of turned the corner. She's facing the venue, and before Johnny gets in the car, they both make eye contact, and she has her kid with her too. I'm assuming the kid's only like probably, yeah, 1 or 2 years old.
And Johnny, you can see his face, does the math. I'm like, oh.
Okay, I have to say this. Because I used to read a lot of fan fiction growing up. Guilty, I'm sorry. But it's a teenage thing.
Me too.
Watching Paradise City and seeing that scene, okay, as much as I love Gretchen, there was like a small piece of me that was like, oh my God, this reminds me of fan fiction where he ends up falling in love with the girl that he knocked up. I'm not saying that happens, but my teenage brain was like, oh my God. This is a fan fiction moment. All of Paradise City is a fan fiction moment. I can't lie.
That's fair. I mean, it is definitely. Yeah, episode one definitely like sets you up for what's going to like all these little foreshadowing of like what's going to happen in the season and stuff. Obviously, we're going to go down every episode and talk about more in details and stuff as the storyline goes. But again, it's a quick introduction to like what happened after American Satan end, where are they now and stuff. And yeah, it's interesting for sure. I will admit, I love the whole cinematography and stuff and the font they use for like LA and stuff and everything. It was really cool. And I remember the first time watching it, I actually did a watch party with one of my friends back home. We did a watch party on Amazon just because he was interested in seeing it too, because like not just for Black Voice, but just in general, the whole premise and summary of this whole show he wanted to see and stuff. And like again, there's a lot of cameos, so
One of my favorite things that revolves around the show Paradise City, though, is the narrative itself that surrounds against the word paradise, because we're all here to believe that paradise is supposed to be like this amazing place, right? Where rock stars can go and they can indulge and party and bask in their fame and everything. But realistically, the word paradise is a dangerous place that is filled with temptation, deceit, and violence. I think Paradise City does a really wonderful job at throwing that curveball at us.
it's also playing with the idea, because obviously everyone knows now that Los Angeles, a lot of people, it's the city of angels, it's the city of angels and stuff, just because it's California and LA. I mean, 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto made a song of that and stuff. And yeah, and it is true, like everyone thinks, oh, LA, California, woo, it's the place where dreams come true. Yes, but how much are you willing to you cost, like how much are you willing to sacrifice for your dreams to come true in a way? So
Yeah, it really is the dark side of the music world that you're seeing when watching Paradise City.
yeah, and I will say, and throughout, I think it also happens, it's been a minute, but I do remember throughout the episodes of season one, there are characters like there was a guy who met the teenager girl with Faith, the baby, at the bus stop. Kind of like, is that a real person or is that just like an angel or a devil? And then remember, as Elias, the manager of the record label, is coming out, there's a girl holding like Resentless homemade merch t-shirt, and she's like about black magic and everything, and he's kind of fed up with it, and then he turns around and she's gone. So like there's like these little characters that are like almost like an angel and a devil on your shoulder.
Exactly. And I think they actually did the devil at the very beginning of the episode too, because they signed Lily's stomach.
Oh yeah, oh, those are
No,
boobs. No,
it
it was
was
her
when,
stomach. She asked for her boobs, and then it was stomach.
yeah, I was gonna say, because it was when she was talking to Elias in the middle of the episode there, when she had made mention of that. And so it's really playing around with that whole like God and devil, and it's really intriguing.
I know, like religion, I know overall is a very a subject definitely to conversate with other people and stuff, but I do like how they do it in the series and stuff, as you say, with Paradise City and stuff. This is the other side of the music industry that we really don't show, but it happens.
Yeah, I really think when it comes to this first episode, it was really just about rebuilding on new characters that they have. It really wants you to focus in on Johnny's relationship with not only Gretchen, but Lily as well.
Lily's, but yeah, and as we go further down the episode, that becomes a huge play when we get further in the episodes. And yeah, I'm trying to remember who else. I mean, obviously the managers, they have their own stories and stuff. Faith and the teenager girl, we get to know more about their story and everything else. But as we said multiple times already, the first episode is like an introduction of like what's happening, and these are the backstories, and then they're setting us up for the other episodes of the season.
It hurts my soul because Johnny's on like this journey of recovering and healing from past mistakes. And the first episode is obviously great, but it just goes downhill from there and it breaks my heart.
I mean, if everything he did in American Satan, unfortunately, his actions have consequences.
Yep, he ends up at a crossroads at the very end of the episode when he locks eyes with
I
that.
know. Like, I feel like, and again, Andy's splendid job of acting as usual, but I'm just like, yeah, Andy does a really good portrayal, especially with his face. Like, he's stuck, he's delayed, like, he's in a pickle, stuck, or in distraught because, like, okay, I'm in love with Gretchen. She's the one for me. I want to marry her, which he tries to propose with her on the stage, but the agent and manager talked him out of it.
Thank God.
But, like, he wants to fix things with Gretchen because he knows things with Gretchen are not how they used to be. And he know, like, yeah, she's forgiven him and stuff, but like, he knows deep down, like, it's not the same. He needs to build that trust back with her and stuff. And then obviously he sees the girl with his baby and he's like, why this? Like, I'm just getting better. I'm just getting back. And now you come with this.
And then they end the episode like that, and you're like, no.
I mean, what were your first impression watching the first episode?
When I first even heard that American Satan was getting a spin-off series called Paradise City, I was obviously extremely excited because I really felt that we were left on a cliffhanger with American Satan. And my honestly, my first reaction or impression when I binged the whole season in one day,
Yeah.
I did. I was like 8 episodes, and the episodes are 40 minutes long. Honestly, I really enjoyed it. I think part of the main reason why I enjoyed it so much is like, I want to go back to the fan fiction thing real quick. It really reminded me of like being a teenager again when I would read all these silly fan fictions about, whoever. It almost Paradise City is like a fan fiction plot set up, right? Now, the best part is this, you think you know what's going to happen to certain characters in the show, but you don't. They honestly pull so many twists and turns. It's insane. But that's one of the biggest reasons why I enjoyed it, because it really brought me back to that fan fiction world. And I really love how realistic they're trying to show people about the music world and Paradise City, the City of Angels. And of course,
Angel, sorry. Yeah,
Andy's acting was absolutely phenomenal. It was almost hard to watch. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean hard to watch because we all know Andy and his personality. When you watch the Andy show, or when you watch interviews, you're like, that's Andy. Then you watch this and you're just like, he's playing a role, but you're like,
acting,
holy
acting. He nailed it.
he did.
Acting.
That's why I'm like, I'm blown away, because it really, Paradise City just keeps you on the tip of your toes. It really does.
Actually kind of nice planning on doing is rewatching the episodes because it's been a minute for me and probably it's been a minute for you too and stuff. So
Well, what were your first impressions when finding out about Paradise City and watching it?
I mean, obviously I was obviously excited because like same like oh American, I mean yeah. And then obviously Andy, obviously, but I was super excited. I saw the cameos, all these celebrities and musicians were going to do, and I'm like, that is really cool. And then I saw that Bella Thorne was going to play Lily, and I know there's a lot of people who have mixed feelings about her. I like her, I do, and so I thought she was the perfect fit for Lily. So that's just me, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Good. She did really well as Bella Thorne. I do want to point out, and this is in the first episode too, not only are there, just actor like regular actors and musical artists in there, There are also wrestlers
I
in
knew you were going to say that. I knew you
there.
were about
Yes,
to say
okay.
that.
JR is in there, and former WWE diva Eva Marie, she's the girl with the purple hair, used to be red. I'm just going to point out, girl, I'm calling you out. I like you better with red hair, so much better. But anyway, I know. Sorry. Anyway, she's in there. It's so cool how many cameos they got.
No, that's why I want a season two. That way we can see more cameos.
No, because I wonder then who else will they put in?
Blackout Brides.
Yes, that is a must. I guess another important part to this story, since I just mentioned former WWE diva Eva Marie, she plays Lily's girlfriend.
Yeah, Lily's girlfriend as of right now. It's not. Just think about it though. If they make a season two and there's like a battle of the bands, here comes Blackfield Brides. Like their name is totally different. It could be literally Black.
But see, I would enjoy that so freaking
And
much.
then we get Pate Jix.
They do all their names that they had in Average Joe. This is great. This is great. Can we also get Joe in there?
I just found the post that it was announced for the Relentless. There it is right here. I just found it. It's a very small font, but on one of the sections it says, "Now back to American Satan in Paradise City. What does that mean for the world as so many of you have loved with, fallen in love with? I've decided to continue telling a story of the Relentless and those around them, firstly with a sequel to the original film, My Reasons," and he states his reasons of why he wants to do it. And then he says, "Meanwhile, we will be releasing the comic series of the Relentless via Cimmer with the Cimmerian comics and stuff as we go into production in the first half of 2025 of the sequel. These images giving you a sneak peek of what's to come, and the books themselves will share a lot new story from the past and present." And then they tease us with some photos of Johnny and Lily on the
Oh
comic.
my God, he's pink. I love this. She's blue. Oh my God.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to be pre-ordering every single copy. My biggest thing is it better not turn out to be a bust like the Phantom Tomorrow comics.
Knock out. Ooh, this one's cool.
Oh my God, this, holy crap, this artwork, man. This is the comic book for me, I'm just saying.
Yes. So, there is word that there's a comics and sequel coming. So we'll get to know more in depth of these characters from Paradise City slash American Satan. Our taste fan shout goes to Elaine. I found them on Twitter slash X and stuff, and I believe they are a beautiful, beautiful soft art artist, or maybe just an artist in general, because they have been posting some amazing work. I have found their work, and I don't know how recently, but they did a wonderful artwork of Cece of the Torch vest and everything. No, not Torch. Scarlet Cross. Sorry. And so this is one.
Oh, that is good.
I literally asked them, "Hey, are you making prints?" Apparently, they are working on it, but they do have a Tumblr, which I'm pulling up, and that's where you can see most of their beautiful artwork. They do a lot of artwork of like Andy, obviously. Cece, I've seen a couple. They've been doing Chris Motionless too, although I'm talking fan art. You brought up the fan fiction, right? Well, this is fan fiction for everyone.
I've seen that. I have seen that. I just didn't. Is that supposed to be Andy and Chris Motionless?
Stop,
Okay.
the Batman tattoo. Did that not give you away?
Well, no, I knew it was Andy when I saw it. I just didn't know that who the other person was.
Here's another one of CC.
Okay, I know who you're talking about now, and I love that drawing of Cece specifically because they drew him with a labret piercing or a labret, whatever you say it. And I live for it.
Here's one that they did of the bleeders.
I've seen that one too. Okay, oh my God. This art is so
I
epic.
know the art is amazing, and I want their print so bad. A lot of Chris Mo I think they're a fan of Chris Motionless too, because there's and Cece. Hey, I appreciate you, Cece Stan. We're talking. We're on the same level here. So yeah, they are wonderful. Oh, here's one that they did of Andy during the Wretched and Divine era.
That needs to be on a shirt.
Right? So far, I've only seen Andy and Cece. I don't think they have done either of the members, let alone the whole group members, but I love their artwork because honestly, I don't know why, but it just gives me Tim Burton vibes for some reason, how their faces are drawn and stuff. Just, I don't know. I love it. Here's
I love the art style.
more fanfic, you know. So yeah, there's a lot of fanfic in here between Chris Motionless and Andy, which, I feel like, Teenager Us may or may have not shipped them together. I mean, I was with you. I read fan fiction. Have I written some? Yes. Will I ever share it? No.
You'll share it with me,
Oh
right?
God, it's so embarrassing. It's not even done. I got like four chapters and that's it.
I will share mine with you.
Anyway, fast out goes to them. Go follow them on their Twitter. You can find their Tumblr. We'll post it all in the description below. Go give them a follow. They make amazing fan artwork and stuff. I love your artwork. I need all your CC prints or slash stickers now.
I would love stickers. Would love stickers. I'm just Elaine. Hi. Stickers, prints. Please let us know when they are available.
Yeah, that pretty much brings us to this end of this episode. I know it was a short episode, but I think when we start to deep diving into the rest of the episodes, obviously more things are going to happen and stuff, which will have more input and stuff. So let us know what you think about the first episode.
Yeah, if you have not seen Paradise City, please check it out now. Like I said, you can watch it for free on a free streaming platform called Tubi. If you're into chaoticness, Paradise City is for you.
All right, BBB RBA, that wraps up today's episode. Please go follow our social media links down below. We are on all streaming platforms. You can just type in BBB Army of Hearts to Hearts. You can follow our personal channels and stuff. We post every Wednesday everywhere. So go give us a follow, hit the subscribe button. And yes, I know I talked about it briefly. Love is in the air. There is a 50-50 shot that probably next episode our partners might be joining us.
Wink, wink, double wink.
Wink, wink, double weekend. No, it's not another newlywed game, guys. But let's just say we have something planned with our partners.
Be cute. It's going to be fun. You will enjoy it.
There's going to be a lot of chaotic laughter.
I can't wait.
All right, guys. We love you guys so much. We will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.